Daf Chesamad Beis, will begin Chesamad Aleph, five lines from the bottom. We are in the middle of a discussion that Machloik is between Rav Yosef and Ravim. Ula mentioned that if you have a post that's in Rishus HaRabim and it's 9 Tefachim high, that post is considered to be Rishus HaRabim. Because Rabim Makat Malov, it serves the purpose of the Rishus HaRabim, the people who pass by or travel, they lean on that post, they adjust their loads on the post, so it serves the Rabbim, therefore it's considered part and parcel of the Rishus HaRabbim, and if someone is Zorach V'Nochal Gabov, he's Chayav. The Machlekes was in a case of a pit, a bore, that is 9 deep. Do we similarly say that that's also used by the Rabbim, and therefore it should be considered a Rishus HaRabbim? Or do we say no? Rava says no. He says that even though the post is considered to be the Rishus HaRabim, because that's nichat hashmishte, that's used conveniently. But the bor is tashmish al yedei adchak, and tashmish al yedei adchak is used reluctantly and sparingly, that's not Rishus HaRabim. Rav Yosef says there's no difference. But Rava says that no, in order to be the Rishus HaRabim, it has to be Nichat HaShmishti, but Tashmish Al Yedei HaTchak is not considered Tashmish HaRabim. It's not a Rishus HaRabim. So the Gemara is going to now challenge that. Asi Ravada Bar Masa L'Rava, Yasakasha L'Rava, Haisa Kuposim Menachas Rishus HaRabim. If he had his basket in the Rishus HaRabim, Givoya Sarva Rochava Dalit, and it was 10 high and by 4 by 4. So that has the dimensions of a Rishus HaYachid. Ein Metalt Meloim Yitaycha L'Rishus HaRabim, Meloim Rishus HaRabim L'Taycha. So that basket is a Rishus HaYachid. You can't take from the street to the basket or vice versa. It's Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYachid. But if it has a dimension of less than that, then it's mutter. And then it's mutter, because then it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Frekt Rashi, well, it's true it's not a Rishus HaYachid, but why isn't it a Karmelis? If it's dalet al dalet, but it's less than 10, shouldn't it be a Karmelis? Rashi answers, ein Karmelis bekelim. Karmelis, the Rabban were only guys that are Karmelis in a Rishus, but not by a chefetz. It's of a dover mesuyim. If it's an article, it's a chefetz, then there's no gzer of karmelis. So the Gemara continues, v'chein beguma, and similarly by a pit. My lava seifa, isn't it Tom referring to the seifa that says that if it's less than 10, meaning if it would be 9 tvachim deep, it would be mutter, just like if the basket is lower than 10, it's mutter to carry from the street to the basket. Is that not the same by the v'chein aseifa, that if the pit, if the bor is less than 10, if it's 9, you could take from the street to the bor and vice versa? Doesn't that show you that the bor at the depth of 9 is considered a Rishus HaRabim? Because otherwise, if it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it's a Karmelis. Now this is not a chefetz. This is a not kalim. This is a Rishus. If it's not a Rishus HaRabim, it would be a Karmelis. How can you carry from the street? Moore says, no, that's not what it's referring to. Loya Resha. It's referring to the Resha. Just like if the basket is 10 high and 4 by 4, it's a Rishus HaYachid and you cannot carry from the street to it back and forth. Similarly, on the Resha, it's going that if the bor is 10 deep, 10 deep is a Rishus HaYachid, and similarly, you cannot carry from the street to the bor and vice versa. If a person wants to make Eruv Tchum, so a person is allowed 2,000 amas, to go 2,000 amas from his Mokam Shvisa. Person from his house, from his dwelling, he has 2,000 amas from his city. Let's say a person wants to go a little further. So he wants to make an Eruv in a place that's not where his house is, or not where his dwelling is. He can put down the food with the Eruv Tchumin, and he can go 2,000 amas from his Eruv. However, that food, that Eruv, has to be accessible to him on the onset of Shabbos, when Shabbos comes in. Now, if it's a place that's too far away, that he can't get to, it's more than 2,000 amas. If it's in a place where he cannot bring the food to him, because he cannot carry the food to him, it's not a valid Eruv. It has to be accessible to him. It has to be Hu Veiruva B'Mokimecha. So if a person is discovering Lishbois Rishus Ram, he wanted to make his designated area of Shvisa the area where we consider it to be his house, his Shvisa, and from there you measure the 2,000 Amas if he wanted to be in a Rishus Rabbim. V'Hiniach Eruva B'Bor, and if he put the Erev in a pit. Now, the food has to be accessible to him. If he's in the Rishus HaRabim, he has to be able to bring the food to him in the Rishus HaRabim. So if he put the food in the boar, there in the boar, lemala miyutfachim eruv ha'eruv. If it's above 10 tfachim, it's considered accessible and it's a valid eruv. Lemata miyutfachim eruv ha'eruv. But if it's lower than 10, it's not a valid eruv. So heichidomi. Ilem b'bor disvei asora. If you're talking that the whole depth of the boar is 10 or more, then the entire boar is a Rishus HaYachid. So if that's the case, it wouldn't make a difference where in the boar he placed the Eruv. That entire boar is a Rishus HaYachid, and anywhere he put the food in that boar would be in a Rishus HaYachid. He would not be able to bring it up to him to the street. So therefore, how could that be? Yilem b'bor dis be'asor ulamal deloy v'ois ulamata datoy v'ois. And lamal means he placed the food higher, or lamata means he placed it lower. How could that be? Mali lamala mali lamata. It wouldn't make a difference. Hu b'makim echad ve'ruv b'makim acher. He would not be considered to be in the same place as the Arab. Hu b'makim acher. So that can't be the case. Elolah b'bor deles be'asor. Must be talking when we say that it's accessible to him, that it's not 10. Uktani Eruv, Eruv, you see that the Eruv is an Eruv, that when it's, so how can it be accessible to him? Must be that the boar with a depth of 9 is considered to be Rishus HaRabim. Because if it wouldn't be considered Rishus HaRabim, even if it's not 10 or more, even if it's not Rishus HaYachid, if it's not Rishus HaRabim, it'd be a Karmelis. And you can't take from a Karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, how would it be accessible? Elamai, doesn't that show you, not like Rava, doesn't it show you that the boar, if it's 9 deep, is considered a Rishus HaRabim? And if he was in Skamalish, based on Rishus HaRabim, and he put the Arab in the boar that's 9 deep, it's Hu Veiruva Mokimecha. Alma Tashmish Al Yidei Yitchak Shmei Tashmish. Doesn't that show you that the Tashmish is considered Tashmish? It's considered Rishus HaRabim. More answers now. Zimnin Mishana Lehu Veiruva Bekarmelis. Sometimes they answer that Hu Veiruva is Bekarmelis. Meaning when it says Niskamalish Bez Rishus HaRabim, it doesn't mean literally Rishus HaRabim. It means that he really intended to do the Shitz in a Karmelis. V'mai Korle Rishus HaRabim L'fishen Rishus HaYachid. It's just, he terms it a Rishus HaRabim as opposed to Rishus HaYachid. It's not a Rishus HaYachid. But really, he intended to be in a Karmelis. So he was in a Karmelis. And this boar was a boar in a Karmelis. So if its depth, if it's not 10 deep or more, then it's taking from a Karmelis to a Karmelis, which is Mutter. And so Veiru B'Makim Echad, V'Zimin Mishanalei, Hu V'Rishus HaRam Veiru B'Karmelis. And sometimes he said, no, the pshat is Hu Be'Rishus HaRam Veiru B'Karmelis. It really is in a Karmelis. Even though the boar, it's 9 deep, would be a Karmelis, and nor on Shabbos you cannot take from a Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. But nevertheless, it would be mutter, because when are you kind of Shvisa? When is it that the Eruv has to take effect? It's Bein HaShemashos. It's at the Bein HaShemashos, before it's Eisuk HaChavim. And the sheet of Rabbi holds that Bein HaShemashos, then in Bein HaShemashos, Ligoz Rabbonin. Karmelis is Exer de Rabbonin. Bein HaShemashos, before it's Mamish night, before it's, they weren't Geyser. They weren't Geyser a Shvus de Rabbonin. So therefore, even if he's in Skamalish, Boys, Bershus HaRabim, and the Eruv is in a boar that's 9 deep, that 9 deep would be considered to be, that's considered to be a Karmelis. I normally Karmelis, you can't take the Rishus HaRabim, but it's Bein HaShemashos. The Arab is kind of Bein HaShemashos, and therefore it's considered Hu Veiruv Mokamecha. Now, if the boar is, it's in a depth that if it's, that it's Lamata, if it's lamala miyut vachim, then it's Erev. If it's lamata miyut vachim, then the Erev is not an Erev, because there it's in the depth of Rishus HaYachid, it's in the lower part of Rishus HaYachid, so you can't take from Rishus HaYachid, Benish Marshes or not, you can't take from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRam. But if it's in lamala, if it's in the depth of, it's above 10 tvachim, it's 9 or more, it's 10, above 10, that whole area is a karmless, and we're going according to Shita Rebbe, that Bein HaShmashas, we're not Geizer HaShvus, it's considered Hu Ve'eruv V'mokim Mechad, and therefore there's no Kasha on Rava. The Gemara says, V'loitem D'chuyu Matchin Aloch, Ela Davke Kamin Aloch, and this that Rava says that Tashmish Al Yedei HaTchak is not considered Tashmish, and therefore it's not considered a Rishus HaRabim, it's not a Dichui, we have a Raya from a Mishnah. Dav Kamino, this Nana, we're into the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on says, if there's a pond of water, there's like a sandy area, it's covered with water, there's a pond of water, so you have, on the street, you have a pond, and the people walk through that pond. So that area is considered Rishus HaRabim, if a person throws Dalet Amas in that area, is Chayim. That's Dalet Amas by Rishus HaRabim. What is the depth of this pond? Pachas miyut vachim. It has to be less than yut vachim. If it's deeper than yut, it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. Urakak maim, and then it continues, and it seems to be repeating itself. Urakak maim shirushus rama lechos boy, and it says again, if you have a pond of water that the public passes through, hazarik l'seicha dalet amas chayv. If someone throws dalet amas on it, he's chayv. So bishlam urakak urakak trei zimna. So this repetition, it says urakak maim, it says again. So it's needed. It's important to tell me this repetition. Why is that? It tells me it wants to tell me that this pond, as long as the public passes through it, it's considered to be Rishus HaRabim, whether it's in the summer or the winter. If it only told me that in the summertime it's considered Rishus HaRabim, I would say because the public passes through it, sometimes it's very hot and people don't mind to get wet and walk through that pond because it cools themselves off. So I would think that that's considered part of the thoroughfare. That's considered, that is part of the Rishus HaRabim. But in the winter when it's cold, I might have thought that people will not use that pond and therefore it's not considered Rishus HaRabim. Now, if it only told me in the winter, I would think, yes, it's cold, but people, on the other hand, people are not so resistant to walk through it because they're all wet and dirty anyway during the rainy season. So it doesn't bother them if they walk through this pond that has mud on the bottom. It doesn't bother them so much. Agav, the mitzvah, mikrovinochis, they're dirty anyway, they'll walk through it. But I might have said, in the summer, they're not wet and dirty. So I might have said, loy, sutricha. So it has to tell me, it tells me rakak, rakak twice to tell me whether it's the winter, whether it's the summer, as long as it's used by the public, it's considered Rishus HaRabim and Azarek Dalet Amas Seichachai, Elahiluk Trezim Nalamali. But why does it have to stress twice, Rabim Mahalechas Boy? It didn't have to stress that twice. Elalav Shemam Ino, Hiluk Al Yidei Atchak, Shmei Hiluk. It wants to tell me that Hiluk, if the public passes through, but it's only if they walk through it. Now, this is Al Yedei Yitzchak. This is not the normal way and the convenient way of walking. I walk on the street. It's not convenient to walk through a pond. It's only Al Yedei Yitzchak, if only there's no alternative. It's stressing Hiluch, Hiluch twice to tell me it's only by walking that we say Al Yedei Yitzchak, Yishmei Hiluch, and it's considered Rishus HaRabim. But if it will be Tashmish, usage, not walking, for instance, the boar that you place items in it, Tashmish Al Yedei Yitzchak is Lo Yishmei Tashmish, it's not Rishus HaRabim. So it stresses Hiluch twice to tell me it's only walking, even though it's Al Yedei Yitzchak, it's Rishus HaRabim. But if it would be Tashmish, putting it in the boar, even though it's sometimes done, if it's Al Yedei Yitzchak, like Rava says, it's Lo Yishmei Tashmish, it's not Rishus HaRabim. So, El Shema Mina Hiluch Al Yedei Yitzchak Shmei Hiluch Tashmish Al Yitzchak Lo Yishmei Tashmish Shamino. You see this conclusively from this Mishnah. A new halacha. Amar Rav Yehuda Haizir Zedekoneh. If you have a bundle of reeds, so it's a bundle tied together. Now, if a person picks it up, and he walks Dalaramas and he puts it down, then he's chayiv, he's mamar Dalaramas of Shusa Rabbi. But let's say Roma Vizakva, he did not pick it up at once. He just toppled it over. He tilted up one side and it toppled over. Then he picked up again and toppled over. So instead of picking up the whole item at one time, transporting and put it down, he just tilted it and it toppled from one end to the other. So he never picked up the whole item at one time. Therefore, it's not considered an akira and a hanocha. It's not considered, therefore, a big matter. So he says, Rav Yehuda says, Hi, sir, the kind of Ramazak, let me chayiv. To akula, he has to pick it up completely. Now, we're referring to what was mentioned before. Amar Mar, Adam, Oymer, Alayas, Kupav, and Noitel, Bivala, Bayas, and Noisalim. A person can stand on the threshold. The Bala Bayis is inside the house. He can take an item from the Bala Bayis and return it to him. It's not considered that there's any oitzo. So therefore, he's noitel Bayis or noitel. Or alternatively, noitel mi'ani, he can turn towards the street and he can take something from the ani who's in Rishus HaRabim and noitel give it back to him. And it's not considered like he's taking from the Rishus HaYachid to the street, or vice versa. So, in fact, more, what are the circumstances of Rahai, Askupa, Mai? What is the status of this threshold? What din does it have? What Rishus does it have? Ilay Maskupa is Rishus HaRabim. If you're telling me that this threshold is Rishus HaRabim, meaning it's open to the street, it's within three tvachim of the street, there's no roof over it, it's not enclosed in any way, so it's has a din, therefore it would be part of the Rishus Ram, has a din Rishus Rabbim. How can that be? Noitel mi balabayas, how can he take an item from the balabayas? Mapping Rishus Yachal Rishus Rabbim, he would be considered taking from either Rishus Yachal to the Rishus Rabbim. So that can't be the case. Ve'elaskupas Rishus Yachal, Elamai, you'll tell me the threshold is a Rishus Yachal. It's considered, for instance, it's 10 high and 4 by 4. Hi, how could that be noitel and ani? How can he take from the ani who's in the street? How come I am Mishus Ram Lishus Yachin? Ella, the Gemara says, Ella Skupa is Carmelis. It must be that this Skupa is a Carmelis, that the Skupa has a din of a Carmelis. It's more than three off the ground. It's Dalit al Dalit. It's more than three off the ground. And it's not covered, and it's not a covered area. It's not a Rishus Yachin. Suffracting more, how could that be? Noitel v'noisen l'chadchila, how could that be still? Soif soif yisura mea isa. It's still, even though it's not derisive, but midarabona, and it's also to take back and transport Rishus Yoch to a Carmelis or Rishus Rab to a Carmelis. That can't be the case either. El, the Gemara says, Askuba mokim petur ba'almahu. It must be talking that this threshold is a mokim petur. If it's a mokim petur, there's no iser from Rishus Yochid to mokim petur, Rishus Aram to mokim petur. He's going to lesbe dalit al dalit. It doesn't have a measurement of 4 by 4, and it's more than 3 off the ground. The chihad, the chiyos of Dimi Amar of Yechin, a mokim shame boy dalit al dalit tvachim, muter lebnei Rishus Yochid, lebnei Rishus Aram, lekatev alav. Then it's mutter for both the Rishus Yachid and the Rishus Rabim. They can rest their loads over there and adjust it over there because it's neither Rishus, it's not a Carmelis, it's not a Rishus Deraisa, and it's not even a Carmelis. However, but Min Rabbanan, they said, even though it's mutter, but you can't pass an item from the Rishus Yachid, the Balbais, to the person on the Skupa. And then he takes it to the Rishus HaRabim. Now, even though technically there should be nothing wrong, it's going from Rishus HaYachid to a Makom Patur, which is Mutter, a Makom Patur to Rishus HaRabim, which is Mutter. But since at the end of the day, the Haitzah has been accomplished, it's been transported from the Rishus HaYachid to the street, then Midrabanan, they answered it because it looks like Haitzah. So that's the case we're talking about. One way to the Askupa, to and back and forth is mutter. From the street to the scupa to the threshold, back and forth is mutter. But to take it from one area, ending up in the other area, that is also midrabanan.